Caitlin checked her watch one last time before she stepped out from the darkness and into the street, light glinting off her badge, holstered pistol in plain view as she continued toward the center of the block.
I'm a Texas Ranger. All of you stay right where you are.
Caitlin stopped 30 feet from Diablo Alcantara and swept her gaze across the other 50 or so gang members who were armed to fight a small war.
Diego Alcantara?
Who wants to know?
Texas Ranger, sir. You're under arrest.
Hey, you that famous beach ranger. The one that put a whole bunch of men in the ground.
The gang members started to encircle Caitlin, seeing no threat whatsoever in her presence. Alcantara approached through the crowd.
You're a beast with balls, I give you that. And now you're gonna have to... Anybody else hear that? What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Only then did the gang members swing around from both Caitlin and Alcantara to look farther east toward the sky, still unable to see anything because the crop duster was flying without any lights. It was, for all practical purposes, invisible until it opened its dual tanks to send the first wave of a thick white paste-like cloud dropping toward the ground. By the time Alcantara had swung back toward Caitlin, she'd pulled a plaid handkerchief soaked in her dad's old cologne up over her nose and mouth. And 2, maybe 3 seconds later, the dense white cloud unleashed by the crop dusters settled over the area like a blanket, spreading straight down the street toward Riot Central at the head of the neighborhood's commercial center. The plane that had just soared overhead, not more than 50 feet off the ground, cost more than $1 million and was outfitted with an advanced turbine engine and sophisticated GPS system to allow for just this kind of flight. The pilot was a former Texas Ranger who'd taken up the practice to supplement his pension. He also had come up with an especially noxious formula that mixed cornstarch and soap powder with a scent most closely resembling skunk oil. He'd used a version of it to repel a riot of his own back in the day, and was more than happy to come out of retirement to return favors done for him by both Earl and Jim Strong, Caitlin's grandfather and father. He didn't own a cell phone, so Caitlin had provided him with one to ensure he could receive her signal via text message. Caitlin made her way through the vapor, which was thicker than any fog, brush fire, or West Texas dust storm she'd ever seen, dodging bodies to Diablo Alcantara's last position. The gang members were desperately fleeing the street all around her. She reached Alcantara just as he managed to unsling the assault rifle shouldered behind him. Caitlin clocked him on the side of the skull with the butt of her Sig Sauer and watched his grasp go limp as his knees buckled. She caught his dazed form halfway to the roadbed and dragged him from the street with one arm, the whole time keeping her Sig ready in her free hand. The soupy, stink-riddled mist had dissipated enough for a few of the gang members to clear their watering eyes and follow the trail Caitlin blazed toward the thick congestion of houses and yards. She shot 2, and then a 3rd in rapid succession, all shots aimed low for the legs, since incapacitating the bangers was as good as killing them under the circumstances. Everything was going just fine, until a police helicopter sweeping overhead blazed its spotlight down over the scene. The beam pierced what was left of the thick, soupy vapor and exposed her for all to see. A dozen bangers, maybe, left to give chase. The police chopper was hovering directly over them, its spot as big as an oversized truck fire, carving a cone-shaped ribbon of light into the night. Caitlin aimed her Sig up toward it instead. The big bulb exploded, and a shower of glass rained down onto the remaining gang members, slowing them up enough for Caitlin to continue dragging Diablo Alcantara into the dark cover of a yard adjoining a pair of multifamily houses. Her back slammed into the frame of an above-ground swimming pool, sturdy enough to steal her breath, just as Alcantara regained enough of his senses to try to wrench himself free of her grasp, and then to launch an elbow backwards, striking Caitlin in her left cheek. Alcantara launched himself at her. Caitlin tried to bring her gun back around, only to have him knock it from her grasp. Alcantara fired a jab-like blow, which she managed to deflect, but his next strike landed in the side of her neck. Caitlin shrugged off the stinging pain just in time to duck under the next blow and shoulder him hard into the above-ground pool. The impact buckled the framing and instead unleashed a torrent of water from a tear she'd cut in the liner. Its force separated and pushed both of them backwards, Caitlin fainting one way and then launching a palm strike straight into his nose. As Alcantara barreled in toward her, Caitlin plunged her thumb into his eye. Caitlin grabbed hold of both his shoulders when he sank to his knees and began dragging him toward the side street parallel to J Street, where the bangers had gathered. The fight had stripped her cologne-soaked bandana free. The stench and bite of the old ranger's skunk stench concoction pushed tears from her eyes. Caitlin could barely see when she reached the side street. Bright lights poured through the haze that had settled before her vision.
Stop right there! Stop or I'll shoot you dead!